Hello everyone, welcome to this lesson series. The first four lessons we're going to focus on the Arabic alphabet, and then we're going to talk about the Arabic vowels. In this lesson, we're going to talk about the first six letters. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, and Kha. Okay, so before we get started, we need to understand that every single letter in the Arabic alphabet has four different positions. And with positions, I mean where it comes in the word. Because all letters will be connected together in a single word, the letter will have different shape if it's used separately or the beginning, the middle, or at the end of the word. So for each letter, you're going to learn four different positions, how to write them, how you recognize them in the word. So make sure you keep track of these four positions. To make it easier, I decided to give each position a separate letter or symbol, so that makes it easier for us to understand for the remaining of the lesson. Here I'm going to give you an example with the letter ba, so that you understand the concept, you understand what I mean. So when I use ba separately, it's going to look like that. The beginning is going to look a little bit different. In the middle, a bit different, and at the end to look like that. So you can use ba in four different positions and four different types of ba when it comes to different positions in a word. All right, so let's get started with the first group of letters. Now, for today's lesson, I have divided the letters that we're going to talk about into two groups. The first group will be made up of four letters: Alif, Ba, Ta, and Tha. And we're going to start with the first letter of this group, Alif. Now, Alif is pronounced exactly in the same way you pronounced A in English, so A sound, as in the word cat. Cat. So, Alif is A. And these are the four different positions of Alif, if you see them. And these are the four different positions of Alif. As you can see, of course, some of them look exactly the same, but that is the case with some letters. Some letters have similar positions when it comes to beginning or end. So it differs for some letters. And that's why we're talking about each letter separately. Okay, now let's move to the second letter, and that is Ba. We talked about ba a short while ago, so it's not going to be a lot different. It's going to basically be the same. Ba is pronounced like the B sound in English, like when you use it in the word bat. So bat, same pronunciation as ba. And these are the four positions of the ba. Now, moving to the third letter, that is Ta. Notice how Ta is, it looks so similar to Ba, but the exception of the two dots on the top of the letter. Ta is compared to T, like the word T. It's the Ta. That's the sound that is used with Ta. And the four positions of Ta will look exactly the same as the four positions of Ba. But of course, with the exception of the position of the two dots, as you can see them. Another letter that looks very similar to the previous two, that is letter number four, and it's going to be the last letter of this group, and that is letter Tha. You can see it's exactly the same symbol with the exception of the three dots on the top of the symbol. Tha is compared to TH. TH or theta in English, that's the phonetic symbol. Like the sound you use when you say the word three. Three. So, tha. It is a voiceless sound. So, you don't use the vocal cords while you're using the letter tha. It is a voiceless sound. And these are the four positions that look exactly the same as ba, with the exception of the three dots. So, what is the story with these three symbols or these three letters? You can say that these three letters belong to the same family. They look exactly the same, they behave exactly the same in the word, with the exception of the dots under or above or two or three dots. So that is the only difference. So far we've covered four letters, the alif, ba, ta, tha, and we're going to have some examples to be able to read your very first words in Arabic. We're going to make some simple words using these four letters, like the word ab. And this is how it is pronounced in English. Ab. And it means father. Ab means father. Another example is the word bab. Bab. Bab means door. Bab means door. Now, there's something very interesting about the first two examples that I used here. As you can see, the letter A has a certain symbol on top of it. And with the second word, that is bab, this symbol is missing. If you're wondering why this is happening, they are the same letter. They're definitely the same letter, but there's just a little bit of difference that I will talk about later. So don't worry about that now. Another example is Beth. Beth. Beth, of course, is going to look like bath when you try to write it in English, but it is not bath, it's Beth. And it means broadcast. So Beth means broadcast. Another example. Now I'm going to let you try to pronounce this one on your own. I'm going to give you some, I'm going to give you a chance here. So, Thabet. Thabet. Did you get it right? Let's see. Thabet means fix or fixed. So, the first group of letters, the first four letters are now done. Should be able to try to write down this word on your own. Now, I want you to try this on your own. How can you turn tab in Arabic? Now, the word tab clearly has three letters. Now, let's see what it looks like. Tab looks like that. And it means repent. All right, let's move forward. And this time we're going to go to the second set of letters of today. They're going to be three letters that belong to the same family too. Much like the first family, which we talked about just now. So the jim, ha, and kha, they belong to the same family, meaning that they look the same. How do you write, the best way to write, or to draw the symbol, I should be able to say right, is to start with the line on the top and then go like half a circle downwards, like you see on the screen now. Let's start talking about the first letter of this group, of the second group. The letter is said as jim, and the sound is j sound. The J sound, like you see it in the dictionaries, the J. Like when you use it in the word like jam. Jam. So, J. So, the letter is exactly the same as the one we use in jam. The first sound, of course. And the four different positions. Like we talked about before, separate, beginning, middle, and end. Of course, it will have the four different shapes. Two of these shapes will actually look so much like the like each other, like middle and the beginning. They look almost the same. And the end and the separate, they also look strikingly the same. So the next sound, that's going to be a tricky one because this sound doesn't exist in the English language. Or basically any other Germanic or Romantic language. But it comes so close to the sound of h in English. But
it is less deeper in your throat.
So you don't say ha, but you say ha. Ha. Of course, the four positions will look like the jim, or the one that we just talked about. Again, the middle and the beginning look the same. And the separate positions, they also look very much alike. Now, moving to the last letter of this group, and that is the letter Kh. Kh. Now, the letter Kh is exactly the same as the Scottish CH. And it is always pronounced as Kh too, like the word Loch. Probably you've heard of Loch Ness. So this is actually a Scottish sound, Loch. And also a bit of a funny fact, actually, we used to have this sound in English long ago. So laugh was used to be pronounced as Lach. So the GH used to be pronounced as Kh in English, but it was changed. It was basically changed to F or nothing, like neighbor. You don't pronounce the GH. Well, that was supposed to be Kh, but it was changed. Now, back to the point here, is that Kh is the last letter of this group, and actually the last letter of today's lesson. But before we go, we're not finished, so before we go, we're going to have a little bit of a recap as to what we've done so far and a little bit of an exercise so that you make sure that you understood what we have discussed today. So the seven letters we talked about today, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha. We're going to have some examples to combine all these seven letters together, and you're going to check if you can read them. So, first example is Hajj. Hajj. Hajj means pilgrim, as you can see. Next word is Hub. 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 And that means love. Now, let's have a look at another set of examples. The next example is Bath. Bath. Bath means research. Next is Khab. Khab. Khab, remember the CH of the Scottish language, and Khab means failed. Failed. Now, it's time for you to try it for yourself. I'm going to give you some set of letters that you're going to try to combine them on your own using the rules that we've learned today. Now, I want you to try and leave your answers in the comments. I'm going to have a look at them, and I'll tell you my feedback if you want to have my feedback. So, this is going to be the end of the first lesson, and in the next lesson, we're going to continue with the rest of the set, the rest of the letters. They're going to be the second group of letters, and I will see you in lesson 2.